Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. Today, I am excited to visit again with my friend and tour partner, Andrea Tordai from Gyorló, Hungary. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Liz. I'm happy to hear you again.
This episode will go into a little more depth about our upcoming tour that will focus on Hungarian folk art and food in the southern region of Hungary in September 2021. But first, I want to talk about the time that we ran out of pálinka on the bus and we stopped at your mother's house to pick up more. So do you remember when she told you to just have everybody come into the house and say hello?
Oh, yes, I remember.
It was so precious. Your grandmother was there and, you know, she didn't speak a word of English, but she patiently sat in the yard and greeted everyone. And she just looked like the perfect elderly nudge mama. It was very touching that you let us into your personal life to meet your family. And it actually, I was a little surprised. I noticed that some people were crying while we were there. And I asked, you know, I said, well, you know, what's going on? And they said, we're just imagining our grandmother. And this is what she looked like. And this is the setting that she probably sat in. And for us, you know, it's very moving to be here and to meet Andrea's grandmother and to think back to that this might be what our grandmother would have looked like and had I met her in Hungary. So the whole situation, the pálinka, the pleasant greeting with the lovely home and yard and your mother's hospitality, you just have to let your mom know that our travelers love it when they are in the neighborhood and they get to visit her and say hello. And of course, she makes great pálinka.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much. I'm pleased to hear that this experience was really so great for you and for your clients. So it's really...
It's a nice addition. So let's get to the topic of today's episode. It's the folk art and culinary tour in Southern Hungary, September 4th through the 16th, 2021. And we will enjoy a special emphasis on folk art and food in Kecskemét, Szeged, Kiskunhalas, Kalocsa, and Budapest, and Makó.
Oh,
so
yeah, exactly.
I'm very excited. I get to visit some of my favorite cities on this tour, and I'm not sure why, but I really love Kecskemét. So tell us a bit more about the southern region of Hungary and what is so special about it.
Yes. So Kecskemét is one of my favorite towns as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It is located in the middle of Hungary, in the region of the sand dunes between the Duna and the Tisza, the rivers, the two biggest rivers of Hungary. Just 86 kilometers, it's about 55 miles south of Budapest. So this settlement was established, Kecskemét, I mean, at the crossroads of ancient trading routes. It was mentioned in all documents already from the 14th century as a market town. So it preserved its market town character for centuries, and the extensive farming, the special wine and fruit, especially fruit growing culture, resulted in the growth of the town. Kecskemét is famous for its apricot, and of course for its apricot pálinka, the fütyülős. It means whistling pálinka. So the town has become rich, and at the turn of the 19th century, lots of beautiful Art Nouveau buildings were built in the downtown, fascinating even today the visitors. We can say that Kecskemét is the capital of the Hungarian Art Nouveau architecture, I mean, in the countryside. In Budapest, you can find also beautiful masterpieces of Art Nouveau architecture. So the main square in Kecskemét, with its churches of different religions, the Art Nouveau Town Hall with its amazing ceremonial hall, the Cifra Palota, it means ornamented palace, the Calvinist Church, and the college, the Calvinist College, the synagogue. They are just some of the many interesting sites for us to see and visit in Kecskemét. And the next town we are going to stay also for 4 nights during this tour is Szeged. And in Szeged we will see also remarkable Art Nouveau buildings. Yeah.
So you mentioned this Art Nouveau architectural style a lot. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, of course. So Art Nouveau was a popular art movement at the turn of the 19th century in Europe, influencing both architecture and design to a great extent. This unique style of art, applied art and architecture, means new art, Art Nouveau in French, and was created as a reaction against the formalism of academic art and mass production. So it is characterized by natural, free-flowing forms, floral patterns, animal motifs, and colorful mosaic inlays. And instead of the regular geometric shapes, the windows and doors were curved, and modern materials such as glass, iron, ceramics, and concrete were used to create unusual forms and large open spaces. So Art Nouveau became so popular that it swept across Europe and Hungary as part of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy. So this was a time when Budapest and Vienna were twin capitals of the monarchy, and Budapest was flourishing. Many new buildings were built in this area, and the population tripled. So besides Budapest, Kecskemét and Szeged are famous for their Art Nouveau buildings, plus Subotica, that is today in Serbia, and it was a Hungarian town before Trianon. Maybe you remember we have visited Subotica some years ago.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful Art Nouveau architecture as well. The synagogue and many, many beautiful buildings. Yeah.
Okay, and as we're talking about this tour, who do you suggest should take part in this tour?
So joining us on this tour would be a great idea for those who want to learn a bit more about Hungarian folk art traditions, cooking Hungarian traditional meals, learn about the architecture and the history of this region. I mean, this area between the Danube and the Tisza River, and overall Hungary. We will pick, for example, we will pick paprika in Kalocsa. Mm-hmm. We will learn about this important spice, and we will do city sightseeing tours in Kalocsa, in Kecskemét, Szeged, and Makó. So all the towns in this of the region. We will take part in a horse show in a farm, the Varga farm, located very near to Kecskemét. Look at folk dance performances. Visit the family run blue dye workshop in Bácsalmás between Hajós and Szeged is located, this village. And it was founded, this blue dye workshop was founded at the end of the 19th century. It's a family run and working steadily ever since, so more than 100 years. Inherited from father to son, had served for living for 4 generations. So we will learn about blue dye techniques. We will try how to make the special embroidery in Hódmezővásárhely. We will visit the world-famous lace manufacturer in Halas. And of course, we will take part in more cooking courses organized in a traditional charda or in a winery. So, and many, many more experiences. So really, that is all about folk art and cooking and culinary gastronomy. Yes.
Okay. So it sounds like we're going to have a lot of hands-on activities.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, and of course, it's much more fun if you can try on your own how to prepare an embroidery or cook a dish, cook a nice meal, harvest the paprika, and what to do after you picked them up. So, and the local people are also happy to teach us. It's a great experience, both for the travelers and for the locals, to work together, to chat about family histories. history of the village, the church of the village, how to improve your skills in making an embroidery. So sometimes we can sing together, like in the old times when the women and the girls gathered in the spinnery in winter time, when there were no works in the fields anymore. So, and we can learn folk songs of the region. Yes, we have done it before.
Hmm? Yes, yes. And it's very fun. It's just a sweet time. Very memorable to do something like that, because I love music and it's just fun to be together like that.
Oh, yes.
So as far as physical activity on the tour, I always suggest that people work to get into a little better shape ahead of time, and that we cover about 2 miles a day, but that's not all at one time. But I know, you know, people will have more fun if they're not super exhausted just from the walking piece. So I suggest a bit of walking training in the months leading up to the tour.
Mm, yes, of course. I can say the same as for the other tours. So we do walking, but it's not a hiking tour. So you don't have to be a sportist. People with normal physical condition can do it easily. Mm-hmm. If we still have some people with not too serious walking problems, we take care, of course, and he can sit down to relax a bit or drink a coffee until we make a longer tour, and we come back, return, and pick him up. So it's not a problem. So we are very flexible, and we take care of the slow walkers as well.
Okay, good, good, good. And let's talk about a tour day. For example, let's just take a look at one of the fuller days of the tour.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's see that day 5th. When we check out of the hotel in Kecskemét and proceed to our next stay in Szeged for the next 4 nights, so we have a rich buffet breakfast in the hotel. The porters, bellboys carry our luggages in the air-conditioned bus that we use, and we can leave. We make 3 stops before we arrive to Szeged in the evening. Our first stop after an hour drive will be in Kiskunhalas, a visit in the lace workshop. We will listen to the story how this miracle, the more than 100-year-old tradition of a lace making of Halas, conquered the world. What are the techniques and many interesting stories related to the lace. So the duration of this program will be approximately 1 hour, 1.5 hours. And right after, we leave to Hajós, the famous Schwabian. Schwabians are German origin people, Schwabian wine cellar village. This tiny village consists of 1,500 approximately wine cellars. So really a lot. Yeah. So it's not so tiny.
No.
Yeah. A local musician with Schwabian accordion welcome us as we leave the bus and escort us with the music along the tours among the wine cellars. And we will taste some nice local wine in one of the cellars with pogacsa, of course, the Hungarian salty cake. And we listen to the history, how the Schwabian people settled down here and started winemaking. And in an hour, we will be already hungry, so it's lunchtime. We arrive to a restaurant in a winery, and we will enjoy a very delicious lunch. And still, the musician, the accordionist will be there, and still we can listen to music. And if somebody feels like he can dance, they can dance as well.
Well, good.
Oh, yes, of course. You remember, we have done it once. Yes.
Yes. It's fun.
So, yes. So after lunch, we leave this charming village, and we can have a nap. a short sleep in the bus after the big lunch and wine. And in an hour, we will arrive to our 3rd stop, to the Blue Dye workshop in Bács Almás, in the village of Bács Almás. So okay. A very friendly family will welcome us there and make a presentation about their work, the process of blue dyeing, so we can learn a lot. And we spent here, it depends on, you know, the questions and how people like it, how tired people are, or how many questions they will put to the masters there. So, and we can also try our skills, you know, to make some patterns, you know, we can see how it is made, the blue dye, blue dyeing. Yes, and okay. at the end of the visit, we get in the bus again and don't stop until our downtown hotel in Szeged. And if you are very tired already, you can jump directly into your bed. And if you like to go out for dinner, if you are still hungry, then there are plenty of restaurants in a very easy walk from the hotel, as it is a downtown hotel. So it's going to be a bit. This day is full of programs, but it is worth, you know, to take part and to visit all these places. Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. So you talked a little bit about the wine that will be at a winery or wine area with 1,500 wine cellars. So clearly, there's some wine in the region. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, just some shortly. So the Duna wine region, it is also called the Alföld wine region, is the largest of the seven larger wine regions of Hungary. It is stretching between the rivers Danube and Tisza, Duna and Tisza. It consists of three continuous wine regions with similar conditions. The Csongrád, it's around Szeged, the Hajós-Baja that we will visit, and the Kunság wine region that is nearer in the middle, actually in the surrounding of area of Kecskemét. So its area is mostly flat. The typical soil is the sand and sometimes occasionally loess. So its climate is favorable to growing grapes, but weather extremities are frequent in this area. So it's known mostly for its light sand wines. So many winemakers produce already very quality wine. So it was not the most famous wine region of Hungary, like Villány, Tokaj, or the Balaton uplands, but it's getting better and better, really. So, for example, the Koch family in Hajós, they have been chosen as the best winemakers of the year in 2019.
Okay. And I've had their wine, and actually somebody is bringing it into the United States.
Maybe. It may.
If it's the same Koch family.
Maybe the Koch family, yes. For example, so. The Koch family is bringing, every year on the 30th of December is organized the concert of the 100-member Gypsy Orchestra. And it also, there's a dinner, you know, during the concert for 25 years this year. Yes, it's a long tradition. Oh, wow. And last year, I remember that the Koch family, the Koch wines, we drank Koch wines there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so let's talk a little bit about a day that has some free time. So that, because not every day is jam-packed full of things, but there are some days that are like that, and there's other days that are a little more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so let's see a more relaxing day. It's the, for example, the day 8 when we visit Makó. So we stay in Szeged for 4 nights and we will make an excursion to Makó, the onion capital of Hungary. So it's located in half an hour drive, 40 minutes drive from the downtown of Szeged. So in the morning, of course, again, after a rich buffet breakfast, we take our bathing suit, get in the bus, and around in an hour, less than in an hour, we will be in the downtown of Makó. But I can say that everybody in Hungary knows that the best quality onion is grown here in Makó. So we will start our walking, sightseeing tour on the Makovets Square. It's named after the maybe most famous Hungarian architect, Imre Makovets. He died just some years ago. He had a so-called organic style in his architecture, used a lot of wood, folk art elements, and ancient Hungarian motifs in the structure and also in the decoration of his buildings. He had built lots of buildings in Makó. That's why the Remény Square is named after him. So the thermal bath, the so-called hagymatikum, hagyma means onion in Hungarian, hagymatikum, built also by him. So it's located on the main square where we start the tour. We will see as many interesting buildings along that along this city tour. We can make a coffee break, coffee and cake break on the way. And then we return to the spa at the end of the tour to pamper our body in the refreshing and healing water. So there was also already a spa here before, but Makovets, Imre Makovets, got the job to reconstruct it, and he had made it really great. So the unique interior spaces, the roof structure, artwork is considered maybe, not maybe, but for sure, one of Hungary's organic architecture masterpieces. So it has got 15 experience and one normal swimming pool, wellness, a spa area, lots of saunas. It's an extended sauna world, actually. Separate children's section. So if you would like to sleep, you know, children, small children won't disturb you. There's a restaurant, okay, a beauty and a natural clinic. So you can have a massage, you can go to the cosmetics. So it's really a great place to relax. So, and when we enter, we can, it will be around lunchtime. We can have a nice lunch, and then the whole afternoon we can relax in the spa. And at the end of the day, when we return to Szeged, we will have a dinner together in a typical csárda, tasting the local special dishes. So it's going to be an easy day, actually, a very relaxing day.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it. I can't wait.
I hope.
I love going to the thermal waters. The healing waters are refreshing.
Yes.
So I look forward to experiencing those every time we can get a chance.
Yes. And at the same time, you can enjoy the beautiful architecture. So this this spa, this thermal bath is really, it's really great. So there's a very, very nice atmosphere. So a big experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good, good. Well, thank you for explaining that. Be sure to check out the show notes for this episode where I will add links to this tour. And you could also check out all the other tours that we are doing in 2021. And if you'd like to talk about this tour, be sure to give us a call at 1-800-786-7851. Either myself or Dawn, my husband, will answer the phone, and let's find out if the way we do things is the way you would like to do things when you visit Hungary. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.